Curtin University has been awarded a grant by the Department of Commerce to research a project over 3 years that could mean the end of drumline shark culls and other controversial shark hazard mitigation strategies. Plus, it could save many lives. Super producer Nat Browning spoke to the woman leading the research, Dr. Christine Erber, a bit earlier today.
Can you tell me, first of all, what is the research that you're undertaking and why did you decide to go down this path?
Well, we've got two grants from the Department of Commerce to do some research which might ultimately help prevent shark attacks. So one of those is to develop some sonar imaging tools that would detect sharks over ideally several tens, if not hundreds of meters, and then you could have an early warning system that would warn people in the water of the presence of sharks. So that's one of the projects. And then we've got another one where we're trying to understand how sharks actually detect humans in the water. Because, I mean, that's the first step that would have to happen in a shark attack, is that the sharks actually detect humans in the water. And if we can already interfere with that, if we know how they detect them, and if we can prevent that detection, then we don't have to go any further than that. So we've been wondering how sharks might detect humans in the water, and we think that acoustics might play a role, because underwater sound travels very well and certainly travels over long ranges and travels very fast. So if humans make certain sounds when they're in the water, characteristic sounds, and sharks can detect those, well, then sharks might be attracted to those sounds. So what we want to do is first go into a quiet area, and that might even be the Canning River, where we don't have any other noises, and then we'll just have some humans swimming, diving, paddling, and then we want to record what that sounds like underwater. And there might be some very characteristic signatures to this behavior. There'll be certain patterns when you swim. It'll be a consistent, continuous sound that comes off the swimmer underwater. So those might be things that sharks actually recognize. So once we have the signatures of different activities in the water, then we can do some sound propagation modeling and figure out how far these sounds travel in a typical beach environment, also considering typical ambient noise from wind and waves. And once we have that, then we can look at audiograms. Those are hearing curves in sharks. And just determine over what ranges a shark might hear which aspects of human sounds in the water. So, and if we find that sharks can really detect humans acoustically, well, then we can take it one step further and figure out how we can maybe mask those sounds.
Do you believe that this could be in a very relevant and make a dramatic change in how we protect swimmers and we protect our coast from potential attacks?
Well, I'm hoping it could be part of the larger solution. I mean, there have been different attempts to prevent shark attacks. I mean, you know, there's like the electromagnetic shark shields or so, but there's no any convincing evidence that things really work. And I sometimes think we rush to solutions without actually asking the basic scientific questions first. So if we just take it one step back and figure out how do sharks detect humans, then, you know, if we can interfere with that, we might have a much better chance at preventing shark attacks than by wildly coming sort of into the end of the game, where do we actually now deter a shark when he's already there, when he already wants to make an attack. So I think that's the wrong thing to do. We have to take it a step back, take it a step slower, and just understand the science before we can design effective mitigation methods. And it might not be one solution. We might have multiple solutions, and shark detection system plus a sort of something that prevents the detection of humans by sharks might be multiple aspects to a larger solution. But I don't want to jump at a commercial idea yet. I just want to understand the underlying science first.
Now, just going back to the very first thing you said, you know, there's two parts to this. It's you know, potentially hiding our splashes. But you said there was using sonar, I think you said, to figure out where the sharks are. Is that correct?
Yes.
Can you describe and maybe elaborate on how that would work and how that would work better than the systems we've got in place at the moment, such as the tagging and that sort of thing?
Right. So with the tagging, I mean, there, first of all, you only will detect a shark that has been tagged. So you're not ever going to have all sharks in the water tagged. And I'm not sure that really is an ethical approach or something that one would want to do. So with the sonar imaging, this is similar to diver detection systems, which the navies around the world use. So you have very high frequencies that you transmit underwater, and they reflect off objects in the water. So you use that for navigation. Submarines use that. So, and we are currently undertaking some experiments where we see whether some off-the-shelf sonar detection systems can actually also see sharks underwater. Now, the thing with sharks is they don't have a swim bladder. So humans, you can see underwater because of our lungs. So the air in the lungs has a very different acoustic impedance from the rest of our tissues. And then if you have a sonar that transmits towards a human, the lungs actually reflect the signal and you can detect the humans. Now, with sharks, that will be different because they don't have any gas-filled organs. So we're just running some tests where we want to see if off-the-shelf systems can also detect sharks, whether different tissues in the shark have different reflectivity, and we can actually image sharks underwater.
Now, at the moment, obviously, in Perth, there are, you know, baited drum lines, and then they're catching different size sharks, they're catching even undersized sharks, and, you know, as yet, I think there's about 66 sharks that have been caught, and none of which are actually great whites or the ones that these drum lines were intended to catch. Do you have an opinion on these drum lines? Is this, you know, do you feel strongly about what's happening, and is this why you're part of this research?
Well, we're hoping to design methods to prevent shark attacks that are as non-invasive as possible. You don't want to interfere with the ecosystem. You don't want to immediately go out and take animals out, basically. The drum nets and drum, or the shark nets and drum lines, have been used for years along the east coast of Australia. I'm not aware of any numbers of how many sharks of which size actually get caught in there. But, I suppose that, you know, if you want to have humans in the water at the same time as sharks, and if their sharks attack are happening, the nets or drum lines are an immediate way of potentially reducing that, but they are quite likely not the best solution. But until we have a less invasive method, I guess the Western Australian government decided that this was at least a temporary method to make it safer.
On ABC Midwest and Wheatbelt, thank you very much, Dr. Christine Erber, for your time. We really appreciate you joining us.
Oh, well, my pleasure. Thank you, Natalie.